Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Under Eldrith?
I mean, I can't move myself if I am.
It's the Guildhall Podcast, an actual play RPG podcast. We are back with the third part of the third episode of the second season of Rodania. All right. So, before we continue, actually, while we're continuing, we have our interludes that happen to each of the characters between this and the next. Okay, so first things first. Eldris, are you learning one of the spells?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and learn Counterspell.
I believe there's a button to take a long rest somewhere.
There is. If you
look
top of the sheet, it looks like a tenth.
On your main...
On your character sheet, yeah.
Details.
It should be on every single one. It doesn't matter which tab you're on. Yeah.
There's like a knife and fork right next to it.
It's next to your inspiration. Yeah. See, it should be a giant five.
Rip Jornan.
No, I don't know why I die all the time.
After that.
I don't know what you're seeing that you think you're dead.
A giant skull.
All right. I'm not seeing the giant skull. So I'm not
I don't see it now either after refreshing the page.
I do like that it breaks down what we're regaining.
Okay. Sure.
Slots are coming back.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's all done. Okay, so I will let characters talk.
Drak, could we have a minute?
He literally just went down the stairs. Give him a minute.
No, I'm giving him a minute. No worries. Yeah.
Roland, everyone be quiet for one moment as something's going to happen.
Oh no.
The Eastwood estate is being rebuilt, but Roland Varro still feels like a man without home. The party has a cause. The Baron has a vision. Even the barbarians from the Moving Mountain Clan have something they are fighting for. Roland. He fights because he knows nothing else. When most of the camp is asleep, Roland is awake. His boots press into the cold dirt of the training yard, the makeshift space where soldiers and warriors prepare for the battles ahead. But Roland is alone tonight. His sword cuts through the air in precise arcs, drills movements from a past life. A mercenary's reflexes. His strikes are efficient, but they lack intent. There is no rage, no fear, no urgency. Only the repetition of muscle memory, the body moving where the mind does not.
You fight well.
Roland turns, sweat cooling on his skin despite the night chill. Alcaster the Sentinel stands at the edge of the yard, arms crossed, his towering form cast in half shadow beneath the moonlight. The Goliath doesn't step forward. Doesn't intrude. He only watches. Weighing. Measuring. Alcaster tilts his head slightly. Then, after a long pause, he says,
You fight like a man who doesn't know why.
The words land heavier than expected. Silence lingers between them. Alcaster lets it stretch before continuing.
I have seen warriors with nothing to fight for. They swing their blades, but they have already lost. You are still here, Roland Varro. But you are not standing for anything.
A challenge, but not a condemnation. A question left unanswered. Roland grips his sword tighter, but his movements have slowed. The drills feel pointless now.
So tell me, what keeps your sword in your hand?
Alcaster waits, his gaze steady. The quiet night offers no answer. Only the weight of the question remains.
We're back to the group.
All right.
I am. So where's Roland? He's not here, right? He's by the forest.
He's just not on the map for some reason.
Training.
On the map. I'll make sure he's on the map.
I mean, I think I am. I think I'm just under Eldris, but I can't move myself out from under Eldris.
You were correct.
So, like, do we see you coming back from the forest, or?
Well, that basically, on one of the nights while you guys were resting, that happened to Roland.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think I could maybe roll a perception check to see if I noticed something different on Roland?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm also perfectly fine with you saying you noticed something different on Roland and having a conversation with the character in game.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
All right, go ahead.
After we wake up,
you sleep. I keep forgetting if you sleep or you don't sleep.
What? I mean,
I don't think half elf sleep. I think that you
half
elf sleep.
Half elf sleep. Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, I slept in my half elven ways. I wake up.
Okay. Officially, half elf sleep for 6 hours.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's not 8 hours like a person. It's not 4 hours like an elf.
6 hours of beauty sleep. I rub my eyes, wake up, and I believe, Roland, you tell me, the first thing I see is I look around everyone. I seem to have woken up the first. I seem to have been the first person to wake up. Okay. And I look around
at Roland. I just want to be clear here, since you're trying to be really in game, and I just want to be sort of clear about what I'm doing. I'm going to be doing a few different events that happen to your characters while you're basically you guys finished with the Duskwoods, you guys got back, you guys have been resting, Eldris went back, he was starting to learn spells, you were probably doing some stuff by yourself, like, all the characters sort of go back to their sort of normal routine. So this is just normal stuff that is happening with the routine, so don't think of yourself like at a camp or anything like that. So you're just back at the estate as the estate is being rebuilt.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Alright. So, never mind that then. So we wake up.
So this could be the next day after this happened with Roland. You noticed that something was heavy on his mind or something like that.
Right. And now I approach Roland and I ask, Mr. Roland.
Greetings, Syriana.
Excuse my prying, but is everything all right?
Hard pressed to say it's not, I suppose. Currently surrounded by companions that I feel I can trust.
Yeah. But are you not proud of our grand victory yesterday?
I'm happy to have taken part in it, for sure.
But does it mean anything to you?
It means something to the Baron, I'm sure.
Right, but are you the Baron?
I am not.
So then it means nothing to you?
It's one way to interpret it, for sure. I'm not merely here as help.
Is something else troubling you?
Probably nothing that you could help with. I just, just figuring thing out.
Well, you'd be surprised to know the amount of things I can help you with. Don't underestimate my capabilities. What is it then, if I can ask?
Drive. Purpose, I suppose. My whole life I've been just moving from one job to the next, one problem that I'm running from. Driving to. It just feels like I'm surrounded by people who have true ambitions, true goals. The barony, or, you know, grand schemes, or becoming an undead god, seemingly, in Elder Scrolls.
All right, hold on one second. I'm going to ask Ildra something. Did you make your Arcana check to learn the spell?
Yes.
No, not yet.
So make your contract right now, and then I'll add it to your deck sheet.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, go on. You two can talk again.
Apologies.
You Do you not have a place you call home?
Home's always been the road. There's places I've stayed at before, definitely. But, this is just as much one of those as any other. For
so
now,
you don't have a home.
The barony.
And if you don't have a home, what stops you from creating one?
I have not the means, I suppose. Not a builder, nor a conqueror. I'm a soldier.
What are the means to creating a home, according to you?
I mean, I wish I knew. I don't exactly know what makes Jornan different to me, what offers him a barony and me a place in it, but I just feel like there's something missing. But I don't have the qualities.
The qualities. You see, it's interesting, because you just told me you don't really have the means to making or having a home, and then when I asked you what those means were, you didn't know what they were. So how could you know that you don't have the means for something you didn't even know?
I suppose that is the question. How do you know what you don't know?
I can't say I completely understand what's happening to you, but I believe I can at least comprehend. If you're lacking purpose, you must ask yourself, you must ask yourself, what is your north? Now, that's a silly question, of course, because that's exactly what you don't know, but let me give you a slight metaphor. I was told by a very dear person in my childhood once that compasses don't point north just because of, you know, that's where the map points to. But rather, there's a mystical, magical force called magnetism. And the compasses point to the north because that's where the hidden magnetic force is making them point at. And they always do. It's even said, some wizard told me once, that some birds have some sort of magnetic sensibility. And that's why they always know where to fly. Well, they don't know, they just feel it. So I guess my words to you now are, even if you don't know what it is that drives you, there is something deep within you, and you can feel it. You just need to attune yourself to it.
Thank you for your words. I will have to think on this.
And if you ever need some inspiration, I happen to be somewhat of an expert at it. He kind of winks, like, jokingly, we can
choose
a bar.
Yeah. Inspiration. Yeah, I will, I will definitely have to think on your words. I'll dig deep. I'll see if I can find the purpose.
Of course. If there's nowhere, if there's no other place that you know can visit, you can always help others achieve their purpose, and that will most likely give you. And you, that will, it would more or less, oh my God, it will most likely give you a new purpose. Oftentimes, one finds purpose in others. But that's too much for me already. This should be about you.
Yes. I thank you.
All right. I am moving the spotlight over to Darius now.
Oh boy. What's happening there then?
The Eastward Estate is being rebuilt, but that doesn't mean the shadows have stopped moving. Darius Quarterling has always thrived in places where others forget to look. He knows that no kingdom is ever truly secure. Not when whispers still pass in the dark. It happens at night, when the fires have burned low, and only the distant clang of hammers remains. Darius is enjoying a quiet drink by himself. Perched atop a supply crate, watching the estate's progress, a familiar figure steps out from the shadows of a half-rebuilt archway. A man with a crooked nose and a too easy smile. His name is Orwin Fenlake, an old contact from the underbelly of Redania. A man who should not be here. Orwin steps forward, his hands open in mock welcome, his grin as sharp as ever.
Darius, too, didn't think I'd find you playing house?
Darius doesn't move. He doesn't need to. His instincts, honed over years of survival and subterfuge, tell him everything. Orwin isn't here alone. There are eyes in the dark, waiting. Orwin reaches into his coat and pulls out a small scroll, sealed in black wax. No sigil, no name. He tosses it onto the crate beside Darius.
Got a message for you, from someone who remembers what you were.
Darius sighs, staring at the scroll, weighing his options. He could ignore it. He could pretend none of this happened. But that's not how the game is played. Whatever he chooses to do next, he will have to make the call.
Darius, I am sharing with you the letter and Orwin Fenlick. And everyone is now quiet as they read.
Yes, they are.
All right.
It's not to be understated how often this snippet about him says how untrustworthy this person is. Just... 5 or 6 times, just how untrustworthy
he
this
is
person.
He is not built the same way as your spymaster.
No.
Giving the party. I'll be sure to truncate the silence once we get back to the recording. Yeah.
Ah, I was muted, sorry. What do I know about the Hollow Hand?
Go ahead, make your investigation roll.
I would love to, because they seem to think I should recognize them, which makes me very curious. Oof, that's a bad roll.
Can you just roll a 1?
Like, I wish...
Yeah,
come on.
You rolled a 3.
It's a poor one.
2s and 3s are your home. Just
yep.
All.
Have you ever played a half deck?
You, like most of the world, have very little information about him. He is youth. He is basically a. What's his name from that movie that everyone talks about? The mastermind, I just forgot his name, that turned out to be the pedophile. Or not the pedophile, but the...
What?
The usual suspects?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kaiser Sosa?
Kaiser Sosa, thank you, yeah. That was it.
Yes.
I see. No, I know very little about him as well, so I guess that fits.
Okay, so he is someone who sort of sets up like heists and sort of grand schemes. And he is someone who is also the puppet master behind the scenes, but not the one who is the one who usually is known as the, whatchamacallit. He's the planner. He's not the one who's known as the, he's not really showing himself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I will not have a instant response to Orwin. They say I will know where to find him. I'm not so confident I will know where to find him unless he's literally going
to
be.
You will know where to find him.
Cool. I will have to have a think about
it. I have introduced a character that you have known in the past. You will know how to find him.
Correct. Fair enough. I know how to get in contact with him. I am not too keen on this particular opportunity at the moment. We have plenty of things to do. But I will be having a chat with their Baron in a while when it's a safe moment to have a one-on-one to inform him.
Me.
Yes. There, cousin.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I have been approached today by an old associate that I hesitate to call friend. He is an opportunist and someone he's here for a reason. And he delivered the message to me.
I'm assuming that he's not an associate cooking.
He's not an associate with the family, as it were.
Okay. But he has his own family connections with certain families.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm getting what I'm picking up what you're putting down here.
Yeah.
All right, what does the Scallywag want from you?
Almost certainly there's going to be some grand larceny happening somewhere. I'm not sure against who or anything, but yeah, I will be sharing the note with you. There's this, I don't know who I'm not sure who this person is, necessarily, but he is only in the making of making big things happen, this hollow hand fellow. And he wants me in the job. I don't know necessarily... anything else but that. I feel like we have enough on our plate currently, but...
Well, sounds like an opportunity if this Hollow Hand is trustworthy, even though the middleman is not. I can scarcely spare you, you know that. But if you want to use some time to at least investigate and get to know a little bit more before I make that decision.
Yeah,
not gonna stop you.
Sensitive thing, but I will be certainly looking into this on the side a bit to see if I can find more out about
it. Be careful and draw upon the resources we have. If you think there might be more behind this, or it might endanger us in some way.
I will. Before I do spend any resources that might be useful to the estate rebuilding, I will certainly come to you. But I will try to figure out what this is about and see if it's something worth exploring without necessarily going into contact with them.
Darius, thank you for telling me. He will hand the letter back again. This is yours.
Yes.
I'm gonna keep this between us for now. Do with it as you want. I am informed. I can't advise you either way because you know more about the situation and about these people you will be dealing with. But if you say there's an opportunity for either you personally or for us as a whole to gain, then maybe something to be pursued. I don't know.
It is certainly, if it if it's an opportunity, it will also come with definite dangers. So
I'm
hesitant to take it. We'll
okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you for telling me. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, do you know what is this about the tieflings which Drak were talking about?
I have not been able to figure out what the tieflings are all about.
Cool.
I can always go have a chat with him and see if he...
No, I was actually going to go ask him.
Yeah, you do that then. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. I don't remember this topic, so if someone could enlighten me...
When we met Drak... He mentioned that in Borgwood there were tieflings. And he seemed intent on saving those tieflings.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, I intend to saving those tieflings because there's dragon wars enslaving them.
All right, cool. Yes, let's have a talk. Who are those tieflings? I'm sorry. I just generally, Borgwood needs to be liberated. We are.
Did you mean halflings?
Halflings, yes.
Oh, it was halflings. I thought it was tieflings, which was like, oh, that's new. All right, fair enough. I should probably ask some questions about this.
I don't know if he said it wrong last week, if you're remembering incorrectly. Gotcha. I think there's a bit of confusion here. But
cool.
All of above, yeah.
Oh, no. Then we are all on board and no questions asked, really, except for...
It's the Dragonborn, you know.
No, it's all cool. I mean, yeah, Borgwood definitely needs to be freed. Generally, pretty much everyone. We kind of met in the moment, charging to various battles against the same foe. You're obviously a noble warrior who seeks to free people and generally has a beef with the more oppressive forces of the Agathania's brood?
Correct.
Is there anything else I require to know? Like, I'm not telling you, like, I'm telling you if there's anything you are personally interested in or should tell anyone about it, that's fine. I just would like to know about it beforehand, before it comes and stabs us.
That's my current objective. But overall is to try to make the Dragonborns to back off the territory.
You are aware that I'm going to liberate this place and then probably go on a purge against all the invaders.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And that's what they deserve for being on the wrong side.
Hell, where were you several years ago? Alright. Let's do this. All right, we are on board.
Okay. Darius!
More? Yep.
You get a second event for some reason.
Cool. I guess, I do have a lot of fingers in a lot of pies.
You'll figure out why in a moment.
The Eastwood Estate is quiet at night, its half-repaired walls standing beneath a moonlit sky. The scent of old stone and damp earth lingers in the air, carried by a faint, chill breeze from the river. Within one of the tents set up among the ruins, you sleep. Or try to. The old lantern sits nearby, its iron frame still and lifeless. It has not flickered nor wavered since you found it. And yet, as the night deepens, something changes. A hum, soft at first, like distant wind through branches. The flame, normally a steady blue glow, shifts. It flickers erratically, casting long twisting shadows along the canvas walls of the tent. The air inside thickens, heavy with the scent of moss and old wood. You stir, feeling the shift before waking fully. The flame pulses in rhythm, like a heartbeat, and the shadows begin to move. The walls of the tent seem to stretch wider, the fabric rippling as if caught in an unseen current. The lantern's light bends, illuminating something new. A figure, standing just beyond its glow. A hooded ranger, their cloak tattered, their form blurred as though not entirely present. They stand motionless, waiting. The lantern flares brighter. For the briefest moment, the world beyond the tent is different. Tall trees loom where stone walls should be. Thick fog rolls in waves at your feet, and the scent of damp leaves fills the air. Then, just as quickly as it appeared, the vision snaps back. The ranger remains.
You hold the last light.
Their voice is distant, more felt than heard. The lantern sputters, its glow shifting in intensity.
The path is still waiting.
Then, the flame snaps back to normal. The shadows retreat. The tent is as it was. The air is still. The lantern rests as before. Silent, unassuming, as though nothing had happened. But you know better. The words linger in your mind, quiet but unshakable.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely something I'm going to go to maybe both Velvet and Elder Smith with. That there's been a weird mystical event with the triggered by the lantern in the night. Yeah. Hi. Yeah, I think I would go to both. They seem like people who would know stuff about this. I would try to gather both Eldrith and Velvet. If possible.
Well, you apparently.
I guess you only find Piff. Never mind.
I... here.
Piff is here, and Velvet, yes. Hi, Miss Velvet. I should say, use your real name, of course, but... You wanted to be called...
Actually, technically, you Lorella should even be using her real
Lorella.
Name.
Yeah, Lorella.
Yeah, she took a fake name.
Yeah.
I'm listening, but said my name, I didn't hear it. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm here. Yeah, it's fine. Hi. Lorella and Pith, I've gathered you here because I had a strange vision during the night. My lantern, it fluttered and sputtered, and the weird ranger that I couldn't quite make out came to me and said I am the carrier of the last light or something to that order, and that there's a path that is waiting for me, and I'm curious if you could help me investigate this lantern to see if there's any more details we might figure out, and if there's something we can... What we need to do to deal with this situation? Either finish it or get rid of it. I would rather not be interrupted in my sleep again.
Interesting.
Yeah. I would like your expertise in the subject of magical visions.
Magical visions and magical lanterns. Yeah. Alright. Mr. DM, could I maybe roll history check to see what Sidonak could maybe know about it?
Go ahead.
Alright. This is...
Cyphers, want to chime in with a Arcana check, maybe?
No, I will. I'm waiting for my chance to do so.
Character sheet here. Mm-hmm. Features, spells, no. What?
All the way up at top, details, and then...
There you go. Normal. Normal, advantage, disadvantage?
Normal.
Alright, normal. Mm-hmm. I have a 14 plus 4, I believe, because I have a 4.
It rolled an 18.
So yep. That would be an 18.
We got an 18 in this sense, so you're good.
Mm-hmm. Alright, 18. DM, could you please illuminate me a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, then I'm going to do something depending on what comes of this.
I'm going to be sharing that in a moment.
Yeah, sure.
As soon as I type everything out.
You know, I happen to remember something. this lantern is older than its iron frame. Hmm. It with the memory of a... It carries the memory of a lost... path, if that makes sense. That's something I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. It's a path that was left, kind of like as if someone had never returned from it. Mm-hmm. This was a guide once, but someone repurposed it. Why? It escapes me. You said the Lantern of the Last Path, and you were its carrier, right?
I mean, they mentioned something to that effect, yes.
You see,
dreams are foggy by nature.
I seem to remember something about this lantern, and if I do remember something, it's that I don't think it was ever meant to be owned. It was meant to be followed. Mm. And, well, it was meant to be followed by a house, which once carried this duty. But if their name is gone, then so is their claim to it. So, the question I have now is, why has the lantern resurfaced now of all time?
Perhaps I can be of assistance. I recall hearing something of the Lantern of the Lost Path. Excuse me.
Jesus! Mm-hmm. Another 21.
Yeah.
I know not of this Jesus. I know only the Ghoul Lord.
What the fuck? He's dying!
I'm dying over here, shit.
Screaming.
Lord, it's basically the same guy, right?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
They both are risen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the end of the similarities.
That's about it.
All right, I shared what you know.
I just noticed that you linked something. Eldris takes a look at it and notices it's not just a lantern. It is a vessel. But for what? These marks are not consistent. Someone's changed them. This lantern was repurposed. But to what end, I do not know. It does not simply show the past. It directs. It chooses. What then is it leading us toward? It is not just a light, it is a beacon. For whom remains to be discovered.
That's really good insight.
Can I try that? Just out of curiosity, can I get a religion check on this?
You do not think it's a religious artifact.
Oh, no, okay. Interesting. So this is rather interesting.
It definitely raises more questions than answers.
Yes.
But we do seem to remember this. Does that ring any bells to you? What do you think?
Was this from the Duskwoods, by the way? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, we found this in the Duskwood.
We found this in the Duskwoods. This was that lamp. Okay, gotcha.
It does not reveal anything to me per se, but I'm curious as to the way it was repurposed and if we should somehow undo its repurposing to put it back on its original path.
Perhaps we bring it
to be looking into in the future, perhaps. I don't know what the... we have so many things that we are currently planning on doing. I don't know that this is a thing to be putting on our priority list. I was just making sure that it's not something that's going to blow up in our face in a moment.
Perhaps the user has to imagine a future it wants, and then it will direct to that future.
Is that based on any particular theory, or is it mostly speculation?
Just speculation. I can.
I appreciate
an attempt.
I will give it a right go. I shall think of some things that I truly desire and see if something happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. That sounds most an excellent way to test your hypothesis.
I believe this...
Jordan, thank you! I have Identify!
You're welcome.
I might... If
the ritual for Identify, I'm going to go ahead and really, really wish on the lantern for a bit to see what happens.
No
snakes in our ears, no dwarven women.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I really wish for a cache of stainless steel weapons. stuff to send to the guys in Bogwood.
Jonan and his mule enter the room.
That works!
Nice!
Alright, cool.
It seems to be an artifact, it might not tell you everything, but it might give you a glimpse of what exactly this was either changed to or started as.
Yeah, fair.
Identify? Question mark.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he has it. That's the problem.
I do. I specifically took it for it's one of those.
Took it for this exact purpose.
You touch an object through the spell's casting. If the object or magic item is on the magic,
You learn its properties and how to use them, whether it requires attunement and how many charges it has, if any. You learn whether any ongoing spells are affected or affecting by the item. Oh, there we go.
I was going to say, it basically learns how to use it.
It's an eternal flame, detects magical
more
changes.
Lore about it.
I mean, I believe it specifically doesn't tell us about curses.
Oh no, it's the Witcher. Mm-hmm. It's the Witcher lantern.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about the Witcher to know what the fuck.
That's fine. Don't worry.
Witcher 3.
Witcher 3, yeah.
Okay, Witcher 3. Brought's like Witcher 3, actually. That's exactly where I got it from.
I've gotten to that point in the game, so yes.
Yeah.
Is that what inspired this, or?
No, this was something else.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I love the first part of
this.
This
is not only something else, but also something from the 70s, I think.
Yeah, it was a joke, no worries.
Oh, dear Eldris.
It's just from an old model that's repurposed.
Hang on, Velvet said something. I apologize. Say that again, Velvet.
So, dear Eldris, have you identified this artifact?
This appears to be... Proth, does this have I would assume it has a name, right?
The O?
Velvet actually already named it.
Ah, oh, okay, cool. Is that
the Lantern of the Lost Last Path?
Lantern of the... This is the... this is, as you supposed, the Lantern of the Lost Path. It does the following! It's what you see on the screen there.
Yes.
It's an eternal flame, so it's never going out. It's bound to something, as we hypothesized. The magic resists being fully understood, suggesting it's been altered over time.
Right.
A forgotten purpose. The lantern is not purely fey nor undead, but exists between realms, waiting to fulfill an unfinished path. The magic feels layered and incomplete, as if the lantern's true power is yet to be unlocked. It is a beacon, a guide.
I definitely will be having this with us, since it seems to be able to penetrate once for illusion and protect me from, well, whoever wields it, from the...
Whoever is holding the lantern, I will point out.
Yeah.
You gain resistance to fear and charm effects from undead.
Yeah.
So... That would have been helpful against the Buttock.
Oh, yeah, right.
Fine. If anything, this should be an outfit to our adventures, Darius.
Yes, this should definitely be part of all our...
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna rule this slightly differently. Since it's a lantern, I will give it a gaze effect, basically, and you can basically direct it, and any undead within that, everyone will gain resistance to the charm or fear check.
All right.
Oh, that's cool. Like bringing it into the light. I like that.
Yep. That's them.
Yep. Excellent.
Cool.
That's cool.
That's
very cool.
Perfect. I would be holding it onto it then, rather than giving it to someone else at the moment.
Hmm? No, I think I hold on to it until we decide someone needs it more.
Well, I hope we were helpful. Although clearly more helpful than I was.
You were both very helpful in me making sure it's not a curse that's about to bite us in the ass. At least it's something to
be. We'll be right back with the next one.
I wonder what happened if you cooked food with that flame.
It's an eternal flame. It emits no heat.
Probably be trying it. It sounds like a new inspiration.
I believe it's worth a try.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.